Hey there, wonderful souls. Welcome back to Dr. Dodswaite's podcast, The Sanctuary, where we dive into real talk, real stories, and real transformation. We're absolutely thrilled to have you joining us once again. Today's episode is more than mere words. It's an invitation for divine transformation. So, take a deep breath, center your heart, and allow the wisdom to resonate within you.
And there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Good morning. It's great to see all of you. I want us to go straight into the Word of God. But before we do that, remember, this is your month of double honor. Double honor. And I pray that you will experience double honor in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. At the place of work, where you live, in family gatherings, you know, in the office, I pray that you will experience double honor. I want you to claim that promise. I want you to speak it. I want you to declare it over your life, you know, that you are going to experience double honor in your life in the name of Jesus. Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 17. We were there yesterday, but I feel like we are not yet done with what God is putting in my heart concerning this verse. Nehemiah chapter 2. And verse 17, the Bible says, are you there? Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 17. I want to read it quickly. The Bible says, then I say to them, this is Nehemiah speaking, you see the distress that we are in and how Jerusalem lies waste and its gates are burned with fire. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach. Come, let us build. I mean, that statement, I've been thinking about it, and that's what I want us to consider this morning. Nehemiah gives these people an invitation. He says, come, let us build. I want us to talk about building today, and then we are going to pray. Hallelujah. We want to talk about building. So we see that Nehemiah challenged the Jews to join him in building something. And what are they building here? They are building the wall. He told them, I want you to come and join me. I have a vision. There's something I want to build. I want to build the walls of Jerusalem. I have a vision to restore the glory, you know, of Jerusalem. And the first thing I want to do, I want to build. But I don't want to do it alone. I want to involve you in this. This was a great invitation. It was an awesome privilege that was according to the Jews by Nehemiah to join him in building the walls of Jerusalem. Such an awesome privilege, such a wonderful privilege to even, you know, be invited to be involved in building something. I mean, this, you see, God is the one that put the burden in Nehemiah's heart to build the wall. But I'm so glad that Nehemiah involved, you know, the people here, and he told them, look, I want you to be part of this. You know, he involved the Jews and he told them, we are going to build, you know, this wall together. Such an awesome, awesome privilege. Now, I want you to understand that building is not an easy thing. Building, you know, something is not a walk in the park. Whether you're building a marriage, whether you're building, you know, a business, whether you're building a company, it is not an easy thing. Whether you're building a house or you're putting up something from the ground all the way up, it's not, you know, an easy thing. And we can talk about different aspects of building that we have to do. But I want us to focus on building something from the ground. You know, we're talking about, you know, brick, mortar, sand, cement, you know, building something from the ground. It's a ground that had nothing. And you go to that ground, you walk to that place, and you decide that you're going to build, you know, something from the ground. It's not an easy thing to be able to do. It's not an easy feat to fulfill, to build something from the ground all the way up. That's why poor nations don't build nothing. When you go to poor nations, they don't have projects going on. And if there's a project going on, it's never finished, you know. Yesterday I was somewhere and they showed me, you know, a project that was started many years ago and it has never been finished. You know, poor people don't give. Poor nations don't build. Poor cities don't build. And when they build something, you know, it is not finished. You know, something that is supposed to finish for a period of 1 year, it can end up being finished in 10 years. And so the cost of that building, you know, can be 10 times more than the original cost. So, ladies and gentlemen, building is not an easy thing. When you go to countries that are poor, you realize that they are not building anything. Yeah, poor countries don't build bridges, don't build roads, don't build, you know, skyscrapers, don't build bridges, hospitals. I mean, there's nothing going on there. It's just a plain, flat ground, you know, no tunnel, no nothing. You know, a road has to go all the way up to the mountain and then come down. They can't drill through, you know, a big mountain. They can't cut through rocks, you know, to make it easy, you know, for movement of people, of goods, of vehicles from one end to another. And so building is not easy. It takes something extra, you know, for you to be able to build. And I'm so glad that Nehemiah had it and he told people, come, let us build. I want you to have the vision I have. I want you to have the urgency I have. I want you to have the passion I have. I want you to have the desire that I have. I want you to have the capacity that I have for building. And he told them, come and join me so that we may build together. There are even African countries which don't even have, you know, many airports. I mean, you only land in the capital city. You cannot land in any other city in those countries. So we must aspire to build something. And I wanna challenge you, you know, to desire to build something. Don't just be living in life, you know, without putting something from the ground. Build something. And I wanna look at some of the things that we must aspire to build. Aspire to build something. Aspire to build something. Aspire to put brick and mortar together. Aspire to mix cement and sand and ballast together and build something from the ground all the way up in the name of Jesus. Aspire to do it and aspire to accomplish it by the grace of God. So four things that I want you to aspire to build. Nehemiah told the people, come, let us build. And this morning I want to throw the same invitation to you. Come, let us build. Let us build. Don't just leave. You know, build something. Aspire to build something. And may the grace, may the strength, may the power, may the wisdom, you know, rest upon you to be able to build something in the name of Jesus. May you have the anointing that was upon Nehemiah. May you have the grace that was upon Nehemiah. May you have the wisdom that was upon Nehemiah to be able to build something in the name of Jesus. So, four things that you must aspire to build very quickly. Are you with me, somebody? Number one, you must aspire to build God's house. You must aspire to give, to build rather God's house. It's such an honor to be invited by God to build his house. It is such an awesome privilege. It's a great privilege for God to choose you, you know, to be able to build his house, to participate in the building of his house. I want you to know that not everybody has this privilege. I remember David, when he wanted to build God's house, God told him no. So when God grants you the privilege to build his house, I want you to know that he has honored you. He has given you such an awesome, awesome privilege. It's such an honor to be involved in building God's house. Can you imagine building where God's presence will reside? Building where God's power will reside? Building where God's anointing will reside? It's such an awesome privilege. There are people who embrace this honor, but there are people who reject it. There are people who run away when they see that a church is building something. They don't want to commit their monies. They don't want to sacrifice their monies to be able to build God's house. They want to go to a place where the church has been built. And I've seen so many Christians behaving like that. And they think by doing that, they are cheating God. They are not cheating God. They are cheating themselves. Because when God grants you the responsibility and the awesome privilege to build his house, is so that he may also build yours. So when you run away, you are telling God, also don't build my house, run away from my project. you know, neglect my project, look the other way when I want you to be involved in my project. So it's such an awesome privilege. It's such an awesome honor, you know, for you, you know, to be involved. It's like God has told you, I want you to come together and build my house, a place where I rest, a place where my presence, my glory, and my power will be available to touch and to heal people, a place where I'll come and visit my children to bless them, to break the chain of the enemy off their life. It's such an awesome privilege. And so I want to encourage you this morning, if God has granted you that privilege, and there are people here that God has spoken to you very, very strongly, you know, to build his house, he has put it in your heart. I know everybody has this invitation, but there are people, the invitation is so strong. God has placed the invitation in your heart to build his house. Don't take it lightly. Do everything you can. Like for me, I feel like this is one of the things why I came. This is one of the things that I'm supposed to fulfill. This is one of the things why I was born again, why I was called, you know, to be a pastor. I was called to build the house of God. And I'm committed to it. I'm sold out to it. I will use everything within my power, my life, my gifts, my talent, my connection, you know, my finances, everything that I have, my breath, to be able to build the house of God, because I know that it is an awesome privilege. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm chosen to be able to build God's house. I don't know about you, but I feel like God wants me to build him a house. And if you are the one and you're feeling that burden, that God has chosen you, God has set you apart, and God has been, you know, ministering to you to build his house, don't take that privilege, you know, for granted. Step up and decide that you're going to do it in the name of Jesus. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9 to 10, David speaks to his son Solomon. And this is what he tells him. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intents of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Then he tells him something here that is very awesome. He tells him, consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. The Lord has chosen you, Solomon. And there is someone here, this is your scripture, the Lord has chosen you. He has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. And then he tells him two things. Number one, he tells him, be strong. And then he tells him, you have to do it. Why is he telling him to be strong? It's because if you're not strong, you might run away. If you're not strong, you know, you might give up on the way. Because you see, when you build God's house, it's like you're building 20 houses. It's like you're building 5 houses or 3 houses or 10 houses. I mean, it's such a massive project that involves a lot of resources. And sometimes it takes time. And sometimes you can become weak and discouraged because the thing is not moving. You have to be strong. As Solomon was being encouraged, I want to encourage you today that you have to be strong for you to be able to build God's house. Don't relent. Don't get discouraged. Don't run away. Don't become stingy. Don't feel like, oh, this thing is not getting finished. I have to go somewhere else and enjoy a building that is already built. You have to be strong. God told Solomon, look, you have to be strong. You have to be strong. You can't run away. You can't be a weakling. You can't relent. You know, you have to be strong. And I want to tell COT members, let us be strong to build God's house. It is a massive project. It's a huge project, but let us be strong. We can't give up now. We are halfway there. We have to keep going. We have to keep pushing until we see the house of God completed in the name of Jesus. So be strong this morning and build. And then the second thing that Solomon is told by David is, you have to do it. Nobody else will do it. You are the one that God has chosen. You have to do it. You have to accomplish this goal. You know, sometimes when it comes to building, people say, I think so-and-so should do it. I think so-and-so should do it. I think they have the ones who have money. Look, it is for all of us. We have to do it. You have to to do it. You have to ensure that this goal is accomplished. You have to make sure that this project is finished. We have to build the house of God and make sure that it's finished in the name of Jesus. I want somebody to type, in the comment section and say, I have been chosen to build God's house. Make that confession this morning that God has chosen me to build his house. I have been chosen. I have been anointed. I have been gifted. I have been graced to build God's house. And I will not run away from this awesome privilege. I will not neglect it. I will not relent. I will not be feeble. I will not be weak. I will be strong. And I will make sure that I do it. I will finish this project. I will accomplish this project of building God's house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number two, come on, write in that comment section that I have been chosen to build God's house. Number two, what are you supposed to build? What must you aspire to build in your lifetime? Number two, you must aspire to build your own house. Number one is building God's house. Number two, you must aspire to build your own house. Nehemiah told these people, come and let us build. You must aspire to build your own house. This is a dream for all of us to live in our own homes. Everybody wants to have his own house where he doesn't pay rent. It is a dream that we all have. It's a dream that we are all working towards. Everybody wants to have their own home. Everyone wants to have their own house. And you see, a lot of people are not able to realize this dream. For them, it is a pipe dream because the majority, live in a rented house, and getting a decent house, especially in the city, is quite expensive. Many of us, we spent a huge chunk of our salary just to pay rent. For many people, I mean, almost 50% or 60% of their salary, is used in paying, rent. We work to have a roof over our heads, not just to eat, but to have a roof over our head, especially if you are living in the city. And so because many people are not able to build their own houses, they live in squalor, poor living conditions, not well aerated places. People live in slums. I mean, if you go to some areas where they have slums, until your heart is saddened at the living conditions that some people have been exposed to. Siwa is just running in front of the house. The place is stinking. There is mud. When it is raining, it's like a life, it's like a death sentence because the house is not strong enough. It's just a sad, scenario. The president is trying to help people have houses. I mean, it's one of the things that many people, are not able to do. It's a pipe dream for them. It looks so far from them. When they look at their monies, they look at their business, they look at, the needs that they have to take care of, they look at their salaries, they look at what they earn. I mean, it's something that is almost impossible in their lives. But let me tell you this morning, you must aspire to build your own house. If you sat down and calculated how much you have paid for rent, it's a lot of money, isn't it? And if your rent issue can be taken care of, most of us will be rich. If you can just, build your own house and live in your own house, you will be very, very rich. You'll have a lot of money, in your pocket. But let me tell you, as Nehemiah was graced to build the wall, God is releasing his grace upon your life this morning to be able to build your own house in the name of Jesus. I don't know who I am speaking to in this place, but there is someone here who is catching this word in their spirit. I prophesy and declare over your life that special grace is coming upon you. The anointing to build is coming upon you. The grace to build your own house is coming upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. You will not live in a rented house for the rest of your life. There is special grace, there is special anointing, special building grace that is coming upon your life this morning. for you to be able to build your own house and to finish it, to accomplish this dream in your life in the name of Jesus. Do you realize that the promise that God gave the Israelites when they were coming out of Egypt was for them to actually own a home, was for them to own their own houses? They were living as slaves in Egypt. They never owned anything. They were just working and working and working and working. And that is the life of many people. You know, you're just working for your landlord, working for rent. You know, you break your back for rent and stuff like that. But I prophesy over your life in this year of multiplication that God is going to multiply your resources. God is going to grace you. God is going to release his anointing upon your life for you to be able to own your own house, your own home in the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 4, the Bible says, for every house is built by some man. Every house is built by someone. And that someone is you. You will build a house that you're gonna live in the name of Jesus. God will grace you. God will open up, you know, streams of income that will come your way. God will grant you ideas to multiply your resources. God will grant you favor that you may be able to build your own house in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 21 to 22, the Bible says, they shall build houses and inhabit them. So you will not just build, but you will also live in that house in the name of Jesus. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. You will build and you will live in that house. You will build and enjoy quality life in that house. You will build, complete that house, and live in it in the name of Jesus. I don't know who I'm preaching to. I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but I feel like I need to declare over somebody in this house that this year, you're building something. This year, before the year ends, you will build something in the name of Jesus. You will build a house. You will complete a house. And some of you will enter into that house in the name of Jesus Christ. I activate resources. I activate favor. I activate goodness. I activate goodwill on your behalf this morning that you may be able to build your house in the name of Jesus. I hope you can shout amen in this house. This is very, very powerful. By the way, as I prophesy over your life, I'm also prophesying over my life as well, that God will grace me, God will anoint me to be able to build my house as well in the name of Jesus. Or you don't want the pastor to also build. I'm sure you also want your pastor to build. Hallelujah. So as God is gracing you, as God is anointing you, as God is granting you resources to build, may you also grant and anoint your pastor, grace him and grant him the capacity to also build his own house and live in his own house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see us celebrating houses that we have built. I see us having parties upon parties upon parties, celebrating the goodness of the Lord, celebrating the provision of the Lord for building our houses. I see us getting into those houses and living in those houses in the name of Jesus. I see myself dedicating your house. I see myself dedicating house after 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 house. In the name of Jesus, I can go on and on and on and on. Your house has been mentioned. Your house is also included. You will build and live in it in the name of Jesus. May the grace, may the anointing, may the favor that was upon Nehemiah also rest upon you this morning to be able to build in Jesus' name. Number three. Hallelujah. We shall build cities. We will not just build God's house. We will not just build our own houses, but we shall build cities in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see you building cities in Jesus' name. You know, there's something that I've seen. I've seen companies being involved, you know, in building cities. When you talk about building cities, it's a massive, massive project. You know, it's a huge project. I've seen different, you know, companies is go and buy land out of town, out of the city. You know, you just drive out of the city a little bit and buy huge chunks of land which are bare, no tree, no nothing. It's just shrubs, just a bush, ugly piece of land, huge, vast lands. And they fence the lands and they begin to do subdivisions and they put roads and put infrastructure in place. You know, they plant trees, they do landscaping, and before long, you know, they bring in electricity in that particular place. They drill boreholes and they start building houses, and a place that was vast and open with nothing becomes a city. It has houses, it has a shopping mall, you know, it has everything, hospitals, it has schools, and it becomes a city, and people are able to settle in that particular place. A place that was once dry, a place that was once you know uninhabited, because of this company that has moved to that place, poured resources in that place and built a city in that place, is able to attract people to come and live in that particular place. You too, by the grace of God, by reason of this builder's anointing, you will build cities as well in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over some people here that God will empower you. In fact, as I'm prophesying, is an idea that is dropping in your spirit, that God will empower you with resources that you may build cities in the name of Jesus. You will drive out of town, buy 5 acres, 10 acres, 20 acres, and develop it and bring a city in that particular place. You build houses, you put schools there, you'll put a shopping mall there, you'll put a fueling station there, you'll put a bank there, you put everything that can attract people to come and live in that particular place. And people will come and buy those houses and live in that particular place, a place that you have built, a place that you have converted into a city. I see you even giving that place biblical names. Hallelujah. Because you're a child of God. And when people come and live there, they will come and live in a place that has been blessed by the blessings of God. A place that is full of the presence and the power of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I don't know who that is for, but there is somebody here that God is anointing you this morning to be able to build cities in the name of Jesus. God is releasing his grace for you. It's not just a prophecy, but it's a direction that you're receiving. It is an anointing. It's an idea that is being dropped in your head, in your heart. God is releasing that grace. God is releasing that idea in your heart and in your spirit to build cities in the name of Jesus Christ. You will go to a place that is desolate. You'll go to a place that is full of shrubs, a place that has been neglected. People have despised the place, and you will turn that place around. We have done it as a church, and I believe that you can do it also as an individual in the name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 2 to 7, the Bible says, Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, for he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places, and broke down sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to observe the law and the commandment. He also removed high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was quiet under him. And he built fortified cities. This is Asa the king, after restoring, you know, after bringing spiritual reforms in the nation. He built fortified cities. Hallelujah. In Judah, for the land had rest. He had no war in those days because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore, he said to Judah, let us build. Let us build. Let us build these cities and make walls around them, and towers and gates and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God, we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and they prospered. Look, he said, there is land before us. Look, ladies and gentlemen, there is land. There is land. Please don't be limited with where you're staying. Don't be limited with where you're living. I know some of you are living in a place where you're surrounded with houses and you're thinking there is no land. It is a lie of the devil. Nobody should tell you that there is no land in this nation. Nobody should tell you that the land is exhausted in this city. There is land. Just because you live in a flat and you're surrounded with many, many other flats around you means that there are no places where you can build. You just need to drive out of town a little bit and you will see opportunities to be able to build. Like, for example, yesterday, you know, I was in Machakos and I saw so much potential. I saw opportunities upon opportunities to build. I saw huge chunks of land just lying bare there that, you know, somebody can build and convert them into a city. Some of you should be able to make, you know, Nairobi and Machakos one thing, you know, be in between there. There are so many pieces of land that you can buy and build and convert them into a city. And not only Machakos, but different areas, you know, in this nation. May God drop that idea in your heart. May God drop that idea in your spirit. Hallelujah. That you may multiply greatly, you know, in real estate, in the name of Jesus, that you may build cities. When this king built cities in Judah, the Bible says he prospered. As you build cities, you will also prosper in the name of Jesus. As you go out there, buy huge chunks of land, build houses and sell them and convert them into cities, you will prosper, you will multiply, you will grow, you will increase exponentially in the name of Jesus. I don't know who this is for, but I prophesy as I lay my hands on you, I prophesy over you. May God release this idea in the life of someone right now in the name of Jesus. May that idea land in your spirit with a huge thud. May it capture your imagination. May that idea capture your heart right now in the name of Jesus. May this be the direction you've been waiting for. May this be an instruction you've been praying to God about. May this be the direction that you've been wanting God to lead you into, for you to prosper, for you to increase in the name of Jesus. May this be an eureka moment for you right now in the name of Jesus. May this be your Kairos moment right now in the name of Jesus. Receive that idea. Receive that idea. The idea to build cities. Some of you have big chunks of land that are lying there. You've not worked on them. It is high time you build cities with those huge chunks of land in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that you shall do it. I prophesy resources. I prophesy manpower. I prophesy whatever you need for you to fulfill this dream in the name of Jesus. And some of you, through building cities, through building the house of God, through building your own house, double honor will locate you in the name of Jesus. Double honor will come your way in Jesus' name. Number four, the last one, and then we pray. My goodness, this is very powerful. Some of you, you will renovate old buildings. You will buy an old house and renovate it. We have done it. We have bought a land that had an old building, you know, which was built but never finished. We took it. We renovated it. If you come there, it is a beautiful, beautiful building. Some of you will renovate old buildings, buildings that have been left unfinished. You will buy them and renovate it. It's also another form of building. Hallelujah. And as you renovate them, you will increase the value of that building and you'll be able to sell it, you know, and get profit 3 times or 4 times what you have spent on that old building. Hallelujah. There's a time I was listening to another billionaire. He became a billionaire because that's what he used to do. He used to go to a place where they have, you know, a building that has been left, you know, it has not been finished or it was built and it's like the owner didn't like it. He left it there. He goes there, builds it, renovates it, you know, adds value to that building, and then he sells it. And that is how he became a billionaire. It is also another form of building where you renovate old buildings and sell them. You renovate old houses and sell them. I pray that that idea will drop in somebody's spirit as well in the name of Jesus. My goodness, we've got to pray. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 13, the Bible says, those from among you, and I believe they are here as well, those from among you shall build old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. You shall build old waste places. You shall build old waste houses, and you shall bring value to those houses. And as you bring value to those houses, you will sell them, you know, at a profit, or you will use them to be able to bring another stream of income in your life in the name of Jesus. May somebody receive that idea this morning. May somebody receive it. Receive it. Receive that idea right now in the name of Jesus. You will specialize in renovating old buildings. You will specialize in renovating old go-downs. You will specialize in renovating old houses and give them value, multiply their value, increase their value, and then sell them at a profit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May you receive the grace. May you receive the anointing to build. This morning, like Nehemiah, I invite you into the dimension of building. I invite you into the level of building. I invite you into this level of building God's house, building your own house, building cities, and renovating all buildings to the glory and honor of your name. And so I want us to pray. I want you to pray by saying yes to the Lord. The first prayer point is say yes to the Lord to build his house. Hallelujah. That you will not relent. You will not be weak. You will be strong. You are saying yes to the Lord that you may be able to build his house in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth right now and yield yourself to the will of God that you may build his house. You may build his temple. You may build the church in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, we say yes to you. We say yes to the invitation. You have invited us to build your house. You have invited us to build your temple. And so, Lord, we want to say yes. We want to say yes to this call. We want to say yes to this invitation in the name of Jesus. Everybody right now, raise your voice and yield yourself to the will of God. Yield yourself to this invitation. Yield yourself to this call that you will be strong and do it. Like Solomon, you'll be strong and accomplish it. In the name of Jesus, he was told by the Father that you have to do it. You have to be strong. You have to strengthen your hands. You have to strengthen your mind. You have to strengthen your pocket for you to be able to do it. Say yes. Yield yourself to the will of God concerning building of his house in the name of Jesus, that you will not be feeble. You will not be weak. You will not run away. You will not be stingy, but you'll be involved in the building of his house in the name of Jesus. No one will deter you from this vision. No one will deter you from this mission. Nothing will deter you from this mission in the name of Jesus. You are yielding to the voice. You are yielding to the leading of Jehovah God upon your life. You are yielding to the direction of the Holy Spirit. He's leading you into building his house. And some of you here, as you're listening to me, the burden is stronger. The burden is heavier. Say yes to Jesus. Say yes to God. Yield to the will of God that you may be able to build his house in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Father, we pray this morning that we shall not relent on this quest to build your house, and will not just build one house. We shall build as long as you give us breath. We shall build as long as you give us resources. We shall build sanctuaries as long as we are here on earth. In the name of Jesus, we shall build, oh God, sanctuaries in every place, in every corner. We shall be involved in building of God's house, and nothing will stop us. Nothing will deter us. In the name of Jesus, we will not run away. We will not give up. We will strengthen our hands and make sure that the vision is completed. The project is completed. In the name of Jesus, everybody raise your voice and pray. Yes, hallelujah. You will not give up. You will not run away. You will not withhold your resources. You are saying, yes, Lord, here I am. I'm ready to build. I'm ready to be involved in this project. Here I am, oh Lord. I'm ready to use my monies, to use my expertise, to use my time, to use my resources in building of your house. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, I yield myself. I yield myself to you. I yield myself to this invitation. I yield myself to this call to build your house. In the name of Jesus, I yield myself to this invitation to be involved in this project. in the name of Jesus. I yield myself to be involved in this kingdom work, to see your house built, to see sanctuaries built, to see your temple built in the name of Jesus. I yield myself, oh yes, to this awesome project, to see your work established in different places in the name of Jesus. Some of you, I declare, you will single-handedly build a sanctuary in the name of Jesus. You will single-handedly build a sanctuary in the name of Jesus. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will empower you to single-handedly build, oh yes, a cathedral in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say yes to the Lord. Say yes to this invitation. Say yes to this, oh, yes, privilege, awesome privilege. Say yes to the voice of God speaking to you, prodding your heart. Oh, yes, to build his house, you shall be strong. I pray for you this morning. Receive new strength to build. Receive new strength to build God's house. Receive new strength to complete the project in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. You shall not be feeble. You shall not be weak. You will not relent in any way in the name of Jesus. I pray for supernatural strength. I pray for capacity, yes, upon your life this morning to build God's house, to build the sanctuary in the name of Jesus. Receive strength. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. May your hands be strengthened. May your knees be strengthened. Hallelujah. May your mind be strengthened to build God's house in the name of Jesus. David told Solomon to be strong. This morning I pray for you to be strong and do it in the name of Jesus. He prayed for his son Solomon to be strong and to accomplish the task. I pray for you this morning to be strong and complete this task in the name of Jesus. You will not be feeble. You will not get discouraged along the way. You will not give up along the way. You will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You will not rest until you see the sanctuary completed. You will not rest until you see cathedrals being built. You will not rest until the project is completed in the name of Jesus. Receive new strength this morning. Receive new strength this morning in the name of Jesus. My goodness, my goodness. I feel God here. I feel his presence here. The second thing that I wanted to pray, that you will build your house as well in the name of Jesus. It will no longer be a pipe dream. It will no longer be far-fetched in your mind. You will do it in the name of Jesus. You will not live in a rented house for the rest of your life. This morning, I want you to pray that God will grant you resources. God will grant you monies to be able to build your own house in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You will build houses and you shall inhabit them. You will build houses and you shall live in them. Every house is built by some man. You will also build a house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning for grace, for resources, for the anointing, for the wisdom, for the capacity and ability to build our own houses and homes in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that we shall not live in rented houses for the rest of our lives in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you cause everything to work together for our good in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for great ideas. I pray, oh God, for open doors. I pray, oh God, for opportunities that will position us to build our own homes, to own our own houses in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that is here, Lord, or that is hearing my voice. I pray, oh God, that none of them will die without living in their own homes in the name of Jesus. I pray that none of them will die in a rented home in the name of Jesus. I pray prophesy that none of them will leave this earth without building their house. In the name of Jesus, they will have a house. They will have a house. We shall have a house. In the name of Jesus, my God, we shall have a place that we call our own. In the name of Jesus, I pray for resources. I pray for wisdom. I pray for monies. I pray for manpower. I pray for everything that we need for this dream to become a reality. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that this burden will be removed off our shoulder. The burden of renting, the burden of paying rent, the burden of working for rent, the burden of breaking our back to pay the rent. In the name of Jesus, may this burden be lifted off our shoulder this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that this is not how we're going to live. In Jesus' name, we shall leave an inheritance of a house to our children and to our grandchildren. We shall leave an inheritance of houses to our children and grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we shall build our homes. We shall build our houses. In the name of Jesus, may grace come upon us. May anointing come upon us. The builder's anointing, may it rest upon us. May the grace come upon us to build a house in the name of Jesus. Come on, are you praying, somebody? Raise your voice and pray. I need to hear you pray in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. You are breaking the curse of poverty. Oh, yes, in your lineage, in the name of Jesus. Even if your father never gave you a house, for you, your story is changing. You will give houses to your children. You will give houses to your grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, you are turning around. Oh, yes, that proverb in your family. You are turning around that curse in your family. In the name of Jesus, you are changing the trajectory of your life this morning. As you pray, in the name of Jesus, you will no longer hand over debts to your lineage. You will start handing houses to your children, to your grandchildren, to your lineage, in the name of Jesus. Or you will pass on houses, pass on houses, pass on houses to your children, in the name of Jesus, because you are building houses as well. You are building homes as well, in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree, I declare grace and anointing upon us to build our own houses, to own our own houses, in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace this morning. Receive that anointing this morning. Receive that ability this morning to be able to achieve this vision. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus, no more paying rent, no more living in rented places. In the name of Jesus, you will not retire in a government house. You will not retire in doctor's quarters. In the name of Jesus, you will not retire in a rented house. You will not retire in a one-bedroom rented house. You will not retire in a two-bedroom rented house. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. God is turning your life around. God is turning your fortunes around. God is turning your finances around this morning, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, you are moving out of rented places and you're moving into your own place, a place where you call my own, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Some of you have prophesied. I prophesy, you'll not just build a house, but you will build multiple houses in the name of Jesus. Multiple homes. You will have a house in the city and you'll have a house in the field. You'll have a house in the city. You'll have a house at home. You'll have a house in the city. You'll have a house where you go and rest and relax and recharge in the name of Jesus. You will have, some of you will have a house by the beach so that you can go and relax and enjoy life in the name of Jesus. If you're not receiving those prophecies, I receive them for myself in the name of Jesus. House by the beach, overlooking the beach. House on the mountain, overlooking the valley. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it as well in Jesus' name. Are you receiving these prophecies this morning? Receive them as well in the name of Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful home. I will have a house in the city. You will have a house in the city. You will have a house in Upmarket. We shall have beautiful houses, beautiful homes, to the glory and honor of God's name, in the name of Jesus. Number three, I want you to pray that you will build cities in the name of Jesus. May the anointing come upon you. May the grace come upon you to build cities in the name of Jesus. You will buy huge chunks of land. And some of you have already these huge chunks of land that you have not developed. May God drop this idea in your heart to go and develop those hands and build a city out of those big, huge chunks of land in the name of Jesus. You can't just let them lie bare like that. 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. You have to develop them in the name of Jesus. This morning, may the grace, may the anointing, may the resources that you need come your way. Activate them through prayer right now. Activate, open the heavens right now for the floodgates of resources to come upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May God grant you fantastic ideas to make this happen in the name of Jesus. Great, great, great ideas to build cities. You will build cities. You will build cities in the name of Jesus. It might not be for everybody, but there is someone here who is receiving this prophecy. You will build cities in the name of Jesus. You will buy 10 acres, 20 acres, and build cities in the name of Jesus. You will go to neglected places, bare land, out of the town, out of the city. Drive 5 kilometers, 1 kilometer, 300 meters, 700 meters, and buy huge chunks of land and convert them into a city in the name of Jesus. A beautiful city where there is order, where there is beautiful landscaping, where there is water flowing, electricity, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May God use you to redefine lifestyle. Oh, may God use you to redefine good living in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. May cities emerge in different places, courtesy of you, in the name of Jesus. We shall build cities. We shall build cities. We shall build cities. We shall buy big, huge chunks of land and build cities in the name of Jesus. May God use you this morning. May God use you in your generation. May God use you in this season. May God use you in this hour to be able to build cities in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lastly, I want you to pray that you shall renovate buildings that have been neglected. God will give you this idea. This also might not be for everyone, but there is someone here who is receiving this as a divine instruction in their lives, that you will go and buy a neglected building and you will add value to it and sell it at a profit in the name of Jesus. Some of you, it is becoming a business idea even as I'm speaking right now. I pray that may God open your eyes to see potential. Oh yes, in different localities in the name of Jesus. May God grant you discernment to see potential in different localities. Right now, in Jesus' name, you will buy what has been neglected. Neglected houses. Oh yes, waste places, neglected buildings, neglected go-downs, and you will build them, add value to them, and sell them at a profit in the name of Jesus. May God open your eyes to see. 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 Right now, in the name of Jesus, may God open your eyes to see them. In the name of Jesus, you will see them. You will locate them and you will buy them at a throwaway price, and you will build, you will renovate them, add value to them, make use of them, or even sell them at a profit in the name of Jesus. I pray for discernment. I pray for your eyes to be opened. I pray that God may cause it to happen in your life right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that God may grant you this idea. here. May God open your eyes. May you see the building. May you see the places. May you see the localities to the glory and honor of God's name, in the name of Jesus. And as God opens your eyes, may God also help you to be able to have the resources that are needed to buy those properties as quickly as possible. You will close the deal and work on renovating the buildings, increase the value of the place. Oh yes, and you are going to experience profit as you sell the buildings, as you make use of the buildings. You are going to experience profit in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive the grace to build. Receive the anointing to build. Receive the ability to build right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray for you this morning that may God grant you the ability. I pray for you this morning. May God grant you that favor. I pray for you this morning. May God grant you the resources. I pray for you this morning that God may grant you the discernment to see in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for discernment this morning that God may grant you, oh yes, the business acumen to see and to enter into those deals. Yes, in the name of Jesus, may God grant you the capacity, the ability, the financial muscle to be able to make this happen. In the name of Jesus, receive that anointing this morning. Receive that grace this morning. Receive that ability this morning to make it happen in the name of Jesus. Our churches will not be in rented spaces. We shall buy land. We shall buy buildings. In the name of Jesus, City of Transformation churches will be in their own property, will be in their own land, will be in their own places. In the name of Jesus, City of Transformation churches will be in their own cathedrals. In the name of Jesus, for we shall build. We shall build in 47 counties. We shall build in African nations. We shall build cathedrals out of this nation, in Caribbean islands. In the name of Jesus, in Asia, in America, in Europe, we shall build cathedrals in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you glory. May the grace flow. May the anointing flow. May that ability, oh God, oh yes, be bestowed upon each and every one of us this morning. Even as we pray in the name of Jesus, we receive it, Jehovah God. We receive the grace, Jehovah God. We receive the wisdom, Jehovah God. We receive the resources, we receive the manpower, we receive everything that is needed for us to build in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning that may you become a builder. You are coming out of this prayer with the anointing to build. May you become a builder by the grace of God in the name of Jesus. May you have the mentality of a builder by the grace of God in the name of Jesus. May you have the vision of a builder in the name of Jesus. May you have the capacity of a builder in the name of Jesus. Receive it this morning. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for doing it. To the glory and honor of your name we pray. And we all shout a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Father, we give you glory and we give you praise. We thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. You are a builder. And because of building, you will have double honor. Nobody will ever respect anyone who doesn't build anything. Because of building, you will have double honor in the name of Jesus. Are you shouting amen? Shout aloud amen. Receive this prayer and shout aloud amen in the name of Jesus. You will build something. You are a builder. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I will continue with this in the evening. There's something else I want to share in the evening. Very, very powerful. Hallelujah. My goodness, I feel like something has been dropped in our hearts this morning. There's an urgency to build. There's an urgency to be. Some of you, there's an urgency that has just been activated in your spirit this morning to build, to build, to build. We shall build. I feel the urgency to build. May you also have that urgency to build. In the name of Jesus. Buildings bring honor. I'm telling you, it's true. Buildings bring honor. Where you see a building, there is honor. Glory to God. So there will be honor attached to every building that you have built. You will build a house, you will renovate buildings, you will build cities, and you will build the house of God. Hallelujah. Asa built and he prospered. You will build and prosper in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See your team members. Let there be an urgency for us to finish the sanctuary. Let us finish it. Let us build it and finish it quickly. And start building other sanctuaries in the name of Jesus. There is honor in building. Glory to God.
Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Dodswaite's podcast today. We hope you found inspiration and insight that resonates deeply within you. Remember, transformation is not just a destination, but a continuous journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with those you care about. Together, let's spread the light of transformation far and wide. Until next time, stay blessed, stay inspired, and keep transforming your world.